Greetings. It is I, Yeshua.
Greetings, Yeshua.
I am here in the company of Master Katumi and Master El Morio. The three of us will be conducting this session. But I will be the spokesperson for this particular triadic function. This is important for everyone to recognize that my presence and the duties that I was called to perform in my lifetime as Yeshua, as well as the functions of the first two ascension rays that are overseen by El Morio and Katumi. These things are very important energetics that have to be put in play and understood before the conference.
Oh, okay.
So, let us proceed, because I know that you have questions about what has occurred this past month of your time.
Well, I think you heard that. I'm sure you heard that discussion.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I'll just kind of repeat it, but we were really interested in how two sessions work together. Otherwise, putting it into place, the templates in Hawaii, and then with the Easter ceremony, if you could, we understand they're very important, but if you could maybe just clarify them a little bit more.
Yes, and I would like you to put this, this clarification within your summary.
Oh.
Because that will set the stage for us to explore a couple of things.
Gotcha.
First of all, a lot happened in that dolphin swim, and the interaction between the Syrian beings that are represented in the physical of third dimension by the dolphins and the whales. They emanate and transmit a fifth dimensional sequence of energies. So not only are they in service to the earth, they're in service to humanity in regards to that fifth dimensional template of love and unity. Therefore, you can see, because they travel in pods, that they're very unified in their expression. And they are they express love for humanity, for the earth. So this is something that has to be recognized, and many in the group already recognize that. But what occurred? The chief thing that we would like you to recognize is that event where we visited that time-space convergence on Earth was paramount in leading us to the events that happened in the teaching in the Easter call, because it provided an opportunity to be in the energetics of no time, no space, just pure consciousness, surrounded by the whales, surrounded by the dolphins, who are emanating that Christ consciousness. the beginning stages of that. So that was a very important imprint that occurred. And anything outside of that unity, that unified, where there was no time, there was no past, there was no future, it was just pure energy. So many had difficulty after that, because things in their life that did not, that was not in coherence with that unified no time, no space, were very apparent. The purpose of that particular event and the imprint that that made on the consciousness as well as the body provided the opportunity for this Easter call, where they could be taken out of their third dimensional body through the Merkaba field, and with the influence of the crucible, enter into that no time, no space, so that those anomalies, those imprints stemming from the final cataclysm of Atlantis and the crucifixion, that imprint, that fear of survival, fear of the loss of the body, could be taken out of the memory codes of the body, the third dimensional body, and out of the psyche, the mental emotional response to that fear, could be somewhat removed. There's still more that we will have to do with that at a later date. However, it was applied very easily, and a better understanding of the crucifixion, where my body was not totally eliminated, and that I resurrected myself in my light body, so that I was not eliminated, which was the intent all along.
So that just demonstrated to the group that they didn't have to be fearful of that anymore.
Correct. Okay. Now, yes, the body was greatly compromised in that event. But it was important that it survived the event.
Right.
Because that was the only way that humans could have any understanding that they were eternal, that they had a divine essence that could never be eliminated, distinguished, destroyed in any way. And by seeing the body survive such an event that would, in most cases, caused death. That was the only way that that could be conveyed and understood, although it was misunderstood greatly. It did set in motion a thought that they could, if following my teachings, the teachings that I had put in play, and the teachings of themselves as unified with God, what they perceived to be a God, God the Father.
Source.
So here you have to understand that in my teachings, I had to teach according to what was available and the limitations of these individuals, of humanity in general, from that third dimensional perspective. So as the consciousness grew, and that awareness of self as unified with the Father, the God essence, that they would live on even after the death of the body. And that grew and grew. And yes, there were many distortions that came along with that as time evolved. But the consciousness also evolved that brought about the ability to have a little different perspective, different information that relates to a more refined dimensional sequence, such as fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. So this is what it was accomplished when that template was modified, and it was modified to affect the mental emotional body of the physical.
Right. I guess I have to comment that I guess I haven't broached the subject with everybody in our group, but I thought that that was pretty well understood, that that's what happened. I mean, I understand the stories and what was written by people, which was incorrect, but I thought that with all of the energy flow through the group, that most of the group understood that. Am I not correct?
They understood it, but that imprint in the mental emotional body still causes them great concern about loss of their body, about dying. Because of the unknown. Is this in fact true? So it limits them from removing that fear and that hold that makes them revert to third dimension in their reactions.
Okay.
When the body is ill or the body has a crisis of some sort, a health crisis, they cannot hold on to the fact that at some point, that body will cease to exist. Now, whether that be in 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, probably not 100 years, more like 50, several years. So that imprint had to be modified so that the response to the body, when the body was having difficulty, could be different. It could be they could access resources to help the body heal itself, but it wouldn't be their paramount concern.
Okay, so if I understand that this whole thing, the happenings of Hawaii and the dolphins and the whales and the freezing of time and then the Easter program and all that together basically was to remove this implant so that brought us out of the third dimensional situation of fear and separation.
But most importantly, about that mechanism of survival at all costs being the paramount focus. The other thing that happened there was to help you better understand the function of the Merkaba field. And that is that It is a vehicle, an interdimensional vehicle, where you can experience different dimensions, or you can experience, or you can enter into that no time, no space. That further, when you get into that Merkaba field and you get into that no time, no space, you are able to better seat yourself within your light body.
So it's a lot easier.
Yes.
Okay.
So this was an important event. And we will be using this Merkaba vehicle many more times in the course of this teaching. It will help us achieve, it will help these individuals achieve a more functioning use of the light body. It will also, you have to understand that this group has to, they are the ones that help humanity in their evolvement by taking this into their body and using it, raising their consciousness, raising their body to some extent into a more refined state. So they are the way showers. They are the ones that set the template, that set the energetic progression for all those that follow. So this is what was achieved.
Huge.
So you can see in the tomb why there was such upheaval and the inability of those who had been trained to assist me in bringing, keeping the life force within my body, because the body was so compromised and devastated in ways that they had not expected, and they were fearful that they could not achieve that. They were fearful for their own safety and their own survival, which compromised their effort into keeping my body, life force, engaged. So some of them had to be taken away and out of that environment. Eventually, my body was removed from the tomb, still in a comatose state, and it required constant attention in these beings who were trained in this to achieve. So it was 60 days before my body was completely revived, and I could start to engage with my disciples. I came in my light body, but many of them could not, because of their fears, they sequestered themselves, hid away, and even when I would come in my light body, they did not recognize me until I actually could appear in my physical.
Yeah, I had a dream one time that I thought I was alone. Because it takes me a lot to believe something or to convince myself that it's real, whatever it is. And I always felt like I was Dobby Thomas in the written in the Bible, but it's just a story. But then I had to put my hand in there that didn't realize that, you know, your body was fixed. And it always hit me that I was like that, but I didn't feel any guilt about it. I just felt like, gee, that's something reasonable that a human being would ask.
Well, it would in that consciousness, and that sure changed the consciousness tremendously, because you, as that part of that consciousness of that individual, and there were many in the group, who recognized my energetic presence in my light body, and not necessarily could have conversations with me, but recognized that I was with them, that my energy was with them, that I was supporting them, that I was calming them. It was calming to them. So when I did finally come to them in my physical, many wanted to make sure that that was my physical, that I wasn't an apparition, that I wasn't a ghost. And so they wanted to touch me.
I apologize. Sorry.
Don't apologize. There's nothing to apologize for. Because they couldn't touch me in my light body. They couldn't move past a force field of light that prohibited that as I appeared in my light body. Some could see me. Some could not, but some could feel me.
Well, thanks for helping me understand that. I kind of feel like I have that sense, but back then, trying to put myself back in that place with the information that I had.
Of course. So this is why that crucifixion was crucial, because it was intended to remove the fear that once the body died, they ceased to exist. That was a huge distortion that they had from third dimension. So the teachings that I did beforehand were crucial to maintaining that consciousness that even when the body died, that they, at a soul level, a spirit level, continued.
Right. Yeah, it's too bad that didn't get written about correctly.
It was written correctly, but those writings have been destroyed.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
However, in those beginning times after I left the earth, they understood about taking on different bodies for different experiences. And, of course, in the latter times, when things became more kind of fell back into that dominance, power over those types of things, all of those things that I taught,
that information, right,
was eliminated.
What a shame. Nothing we can do about it, you know, and certainly isn't anything, I've heard you say before that you felt that information didn't get communicated correctly, and I think we all do who understood.
However, I do, but I have no regrets about that lifetime and the benefit that was made from that life experience.
You did everything and more than...
Because it did allow many human experiences in a third dimensional body to step out of that identification of the body and to achieve a level of consciousness where they knew that their spirit lived on regardless of the body.
Right.
And if nothing else, that imprint in the consciousness was achieved in the soul and in the spirit.
I do have one question I've always been curious about. And I guess, I could try to understand it, but I might as well ask. But I'm a little bit surprised that, and of course, the information is not available to what really happened unless we talk to you. But I was kind of surprised that Mary Magdalene, because she was so close to you, that they didn't do the same to her physically that they did to you. Or was that just by design?
It was by design.
Ah, okay. Well, that was nice. Okay, well, thanks. So I think that kind of ties up what we were asking, but it does then move into what gets communicated between now and the Crystal Conference, and do we have to have more sessions every month before then to get in some of this additional information, or is what we've set up still okay?
There will probably be, you have a short increment of your time before the conference.
Right, a couple months. Right.
So possibly that we will have to, although these community calls are very, very important, there may be one that will have to be eliminated in May. And we will see.
Yeah.
That remains to be seen.
We'll just keep an open mind, and whatever needs we understand, you'll direct us. So that's fine. Thank you.
So there are some particular things that have to be put in play in this session. One, we have to revisit the functioning of the Merkaba and the importance of that. Secondly, we have to revisit the light packets and the light body and the importance of the activation of certain DNA strands. So that is what will be our primary focus in this session, and the importance of working with the light packets and how that applies to the functioning of the chakra system and the importance of using the fourth, all of the triads, the four triad system, the energetics in the body. So these things will be discussed.
Joan had one other question, and that was now that all this information has been handled between the two sessions that we had. Will that help us to get through the first crystalline grid, which we kind of felt was going to be something that might happen in the Crystal Conference, and also to help us enter the blue crystal of knowledge, now that you've helped us figure out about the body, will that help us in those?
Yes, because it will. One important aspect here is the equilibrium, energetic equilibrium within the body, as well as within the consciousness. And that equilibrium has to be established prior to the conference so that when we begin to work with the crystalline grid, when we begin to interface with the blue crystal of wisdom, that these individuals are able to hold that equilibrium within themselves and also draw from the master imprints and the wisdom that they hold at a soul level and hold it complete equilibrium and balance. Because you cannot enter into any kind of interface with that crystal of knowledge, wisdom and knowledge, if you are fragmented within yourself and do not understand that you carry a wisdom within yourself, that you carry love and respect for self. And that you have achieved knowledge in many life experiences. And you carry it forth intact as you begin to resonate with this blue crystal. And it opens you then to acquire more knowledge about yourself and about the various aspects of your light body. It will help you navigate in your Merkaba vehicle at a very stable 100% light. So this is what we desire to be achieved with this blue crystal interface. We would encourage you to, and we rarely do this because both of you are so proficient at holding the energies in a very coherent way for these teachings. But we would encourage you to take this recording, put it in on the private pages for these individuals to listen to prior to this call.
Oh.
And this is by design so that we do not have to go over these things in the session, which it puts the session too long to hold their attention.
Right.
So if they have this, and if you can get this done today, it would be most appreciated, so that we didn't have to review, extensively, that we could just begin with, the things that we have to place our attention on, which is the Merkaba vehicle and which is the light body function and the light packets.
I'm sorry?
And the light packets that they have access to that have been discussed in the last sessions in relating to the activation of the DNA in that fourth and fifth strand.
Okay.
So there are more packets that relate to that.
Super. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else that we need to discuss at this time?
Not that I know. Unless there's something else you think we need.
Not at this time. If there is something else that comes up as we see this group beginning to gather and review, we will most certainly have another conversation.
Sure. We're always available.
So if there are no further questions, we will conclude our conversation.
Super. Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.